Good evening. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York, filling in tonight for Mordechai Plotzker. Tonight's shir is Refuah Shleima for Moshe Zelig ben Rachel Devora. I would like to discuss tonight the juxtaposition of Parshas Devarim and Shabbos Chazon to Tisha B'Av. What exactly is the connection between Parshas Devarim and Tisha B'Av, which comes out a few days later? And there are many, many angles that one can take. However, I would like to focus at the very beginning of our parsha on three midrashim on the first two words. First two words of the parsha are Eileh HaDvarim. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, and of course, these were words of Tochacha. The question that Chazal are grappling with is, why doesn't the pasuk just simply say, you know, Vayedaber Moshe, like, you know, any other thing? Why does it say Eileh HaDvarim rather than the more common construction of Vayidaber or something along those lines? And so here the Medrash says, one of three Midrashim, Moshe, ad shelo zacha l'Torah, until Moshe had merited to receive the Torah, he was described as a lo ish dvarim anochi, a person that had inability or impediment in speaking, a speech impediment, lo ish dvarim, not a man of words. Kevan shezocha l'Torah, once Moshe was zocha to the Torah, then nisrape l'shono v'hischi l'dabra dvarim. Then his tongue was healed, his ability to speak was healed, and he was able to start speaking. So what exactly does this medrash mean? It is difficult on many levels. Number one, we don't really have an indication that from the pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu's speech impediment, that his ability to speak, was ameliorated. But even aside from the fact that there's little indication in the pshat, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was healed? What is the significance of that? Furthermore, Pasuk says, Eileh HaDvarim. These are dvarim. We know that the difference between dibur and amiras, dibur is lashon kasha. It is harsh speech. It is difficult speech. It is challenging speech. It's harsh. It's lashon kasha. Amira is lashon raka, gentle, dulcet tones. So you're telling me, Eileh HaDvarim, on the word dibur, so a word which indicates a difficult, harsh, strong type of language. Here, Moshe, before he got the Torah, he wasn't able to speak in harsh tones. And now that he gets the Torah, now he's healed. And the healing is that he can speak harshly. He can speak strongly. He can speak Lashon Kasha. What does this mean? Second Medrash says, on the very same two words, Eileh HaDvarim, Maksiv Lamala. We have another similar phraseology a little earlier. Pasuk says, Eileh HaMitzvos. And Hashem says, Eileh HaMitzvos, Eileh HaDvarim. Mitzvos are very beloved to me. And just like Chaviven Olai Divrei Moshe, just like Eileh HaMitzvos, the mitzvos that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael are so beloved to Hashem. Similarly, are these words at the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu gives Tochacha, Musar, rebuke to Klal Yisrael, these words of rebuke are also beloved. So the words of rebuke, the harsh words of rebuke that Moshe gives to Bnei Yisrael, this is beloved to Hashem like the mitzvos. That's the Eileh HaMitzvos, Eileh HaDvarim. Just like the mitzvos are beloved, so too these words of rebuke are also beloved. So again, the question is, what does this medrash mean? Is it just reinforcing a terrible misconception and stereotype that the Ribbono Shel Olam is just a being on high that is, you know, happy to lord over human beings and make their lives, miserable? You know, I'm delighted. It is beloved to me, words of rebuke. And clearly that's obviously not the case. So what is the meaning of this medrash? And then finally, the third and final medrash, which I think makes clear what Chazal are getting at here, is the following. Again, on the first two words, Eileh HaDvarim, says the medrash, Eileh HaDvarim, you know what the difference is between a friend and an enemy, says the Medrash. Ohavo shel Adam, somebody who loves you, says Hishomer ba'atzmecha, says watch out. Aval sono, somebody who dislikes you, somebody who's your enemy, Omer lo says, Al tisyare, don't worry about it, walk on the edge of a cliff, it's all going to be fine. Because he hopes that you'll slip on the edge of the cliff and you'll fall over and kill yourself. He wants to see your downfall. So in other words, there is a paradox here. The friend, the beloved, speaks harshly and says, watch out, and puts limits on you and says, don't, and says, stop, and says, be careful, and says, hold back. And the Sono, the enemy, says, I support you. Do what you want. I'm behind you. Go for it. But that paradox is really no paradox at all. Because, of course, the goal of the beloved, of calling you back from the edge, of trying to put limits on you, is only for your benefit. So that way you will be able to flourish and nourish your soul and be healthy and vital. And the Sono, the enemy, that couldn't care less about you, doesn't care if you fall off the side of a mountain. And this, as the Medrash, is exactly the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu on the one hand, who says, Hishamu lecha pen yiftel avavchem, be careful, versus, by contrast, Bilam HaRasha, who says, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. Do what you want. It's all going to work out. And once, says the Medrash, Kishishamu, and as soon as Bnei Yisrael were seduced by the dulcet tones of Bilam, so immediately, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, they began to engage in all types of terrible Avodah Zarah and Arayos and terrible Averis. So Bilam, who says it's going to be great and I'm behind you and don't worry about it, it's all going to be good, his advice ultimately leads to terrible conclusions. And the Medrash concludes itself by contrasting this with Shlomo HaMelech, with the Pasuk, Ne'amanim Pitzei Ohev Zemosha, that the barbs of the beloved, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, and the kisses of the enemy, that's Bilam. So clearly, what is the Medrash getting at here, which I think is self-evident, is that those who love us, those who have truly our back, who are truly our friends, who are truly our beloved, they're the ones that are going to have the difficult conversation with us. And they're going to say, what you're doing is problematic. Not for the purposes of undermining you, or beating you into a pulp, or destroying your mental capacity, or your emotional state, or your ability to be resilient in life. No, a friend, a beloved, a spouse, a parent, a family member, a confidant, an intimate, says, there's a problem here, and is willing to have that hard conversation because they love you. And this indeed is what the Medrash is getting at. Eila ha-dvarim, these words, these dvarim are harsh words, but these are beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu used these harsh words, because through these harsh words, Klal Yisrael has a chance of being able to live a vital and thriving life, a life of meaning, a life of purpose, a life of spiritual refinement, a life that ultimately there is a sense of happiness and contentment. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to have that hard conversation. And this is beloved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is the first Medrash as well. Eila HaDvarim. These are the words that Moshe spoke. Hare Moshe, until Moshe got the Torah, Lo Ish Dvarim Anochi. He was a person who was not natural to be an Ish Dvarim, to say, have the hard conversations, use the Lashon, the deep word Kasha, the harsh language, harsh not meaning abusive, God forbid, harsh meaning difficult. Deep or kasha means difficult, a difficult conversation. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu had less of before he was zocha to the Torah. And kevan shezocha leTorah, once Moshe was zocha to receive the Torah, then Moshe Rabbeinu has all the sense of the responsibility and the caring and the love and everything that goes into being a part of Klal Yisrael, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu felt in his core that every single Jew was part of his family, because that's what it means to be connected through the Torah itself. And that's what the covenant of the Torah demands, not just simply that I'm here for myself and that I do the best I can, but we're all in it together. And to be in it together means sometimes, A, to be willing to have the difficult conversation with somebody who needs it. Ah, but here's the real kicker. When somebody has the courage to have a difficult conversation with me, that I'm able to listen to it. And this, I believe, is what the deeper connection between the Parsha, Shabbos Chazon, and Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av commemorates a time in Jewish history when Klal Yisrael and Jews could see nothing good in one another. They could only point to the other person and see the fault, point to the other person and see the difficulty, point to the other person and see what was wrong. But that's not what Ish Dvarim is. Ishtvara means out of a sense of love and a sense of caring and a sense of responsibility to go to my neighbor, my friend, and bring them up. Help them see where they are and bring them up. And when my neighbor comes to me, to be have the humility and the confidence and the courage to try to do the same. And if we are able to do that for one another and to hear it from each other, then maybe, just maybe, we will be able to make the decisions in our lives, for our families, for our spouses, for our children, for our parents, for our kehilas, that will enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the bracha of a geula shlema, b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.